Are in Kaf HaChaim, still in Siman Kuf Pei Gimel, and we're in the Kaf HaChaim Ot Lamed Chet. So it has to do. It still has to do with what Maran HaShulchan Aruch said in Seif Zayin, that the proper way is that each person at the table should say Birkat HaMazon to himself along with the mevarech. Right? Does everybody have the place? Okay. So let's continue the pasuk. Umemahera elokim la'asoto. Let's hurry. It says in Lamed Chet in the Kaf HaChaim, v'katav bet Yosef b'shem Arav Rabbeinu Peretz, demikol makom lo yatchil levarech ad shetichle birkat hazan. Now the Bet Yosef brought the opinion of the Rabbeinu Peretz that the Yachid, meaning those around the table, although they should say the Birkat HaMazon, but it should they should only start after he finishes Birkat Hazan. Vehatam katava Bet Yosef, and the Bet Yosef explained Bishum de Savar Dilchetak Rav Sheshet de Amar Vivrachot Memvav Amud Alef. Rabbeinu Peretz holds like Rav Sheshet that Birkat Hazan is Michlal Birkat HaZimun Hi. That Birkat Hazan is included in the Zimun, and therefore you have to wait till he finishes Hazan et hakol, and then you begin. That's the Shita of Rav Sheshet. That's Rabbeinu Peretz. V'chen katav Aratbaz, v'chen katav Magen Avraham b'shem Atashbetz, v'katav v'chen Yireh Ikar, v'chen katav Moram. That's the Rama lekaman siman resh samech bet behagaha, v'chen katav Rabbeinu Zalman v'siman zeot yud v'siman resh ot alef. So we have quite a few poskim that hold like this Shita of Rabbeinu Peretz brought in the Bet Yosef, that you have to wait for the Mevarech to say Birkat Hazan, and then you continue on your own, along with him. Umihu ayen Bet Yosef kan ubesiman resh. However, if you look in the Bet Yosef here, and later on in Siman Resh, shehevi plukta baze, he brought a machloket in this. Vekatav sham besiman resh, deharif pasak kerav Nachman. Now in Siman Resh, the Bet Yosef brings down that the Rif paskins like Rav Nachman, not like Rav Sheshet. Rav Nachman, who holds the Birkat Hazan ena bichlal Birkat HaZimun, that the entire bracha of Hazan is not included in the Zimun, v'chen da'at HaRambam, and that is the opinion of the Rambam. V'kevan sheshneim maskimim le'da'at echad hachin aktinan, and the Bet Yosef says, since the Rif and the Rambam agree, that's how we go. V'chen pasak b'shulchan aruch siman resh, Seif Bet. Indeed, if you look in Siman Resh, Seif Bet, you'll see that in regards to, let's say, Siman Resh talks about if you have to stop in the middle of eating in order to answer the Zimun, right? That happens a lot of times. And Maran writes in Seif Bet of Siman Resh, that you have to stop only for the Zimun, but you don't have to wait till he finishes Hazan. And the Rama is the one who says you have to wait till he finishes Hazan, and that is the minhag of the Ashkenazim. So this is a point of machloket between Ashkenazim and Sfaradim. It has two nafkaminas. One in Siman Resh, if you're in the middle of eating, and you stop in the middle of eating to answer the Zimun, how long do you have to wait to go back to continue eating? So according to Maran and the Minhag of Sfaradim, is you just have to answer the Zimun, and immediately you could go back to eating. Whereas according to the Rama, and that is the Minhag of the Ashkenazim, you wait till the Mezamen says the entire first blessing, till Hazan et Hakol, and then you could continue eating. That's one nafkamina, and the other nafkamina is in our case here. When you say the Birkat HaMazon alone to yourself after the Zimun, so according to Rabbeinu Peretz, who goes like Rav Sheshet, which is the Shita of the Rama, the Shita of the Ashkenazim, So you have to wait until the Mezamen finishes the first bracha. Whereas according to the Bet Yosef, who goes b'shitat Rif and Rambam, who paskened like Rav Nachman, that the first bracha is not included in the Zimun, so immediately you could start saying the bracha right after the Birkat HaMazon, right after the Zimun ends. V'chein mashmaut dvarav kan b'shulchan aruch. And that's what's mashma from Maran here in Shulchan Aruch. De'achar she'anu baruch she'achanu mishelo, tekev chozrim lomar kol adalet brachot im ha'mevarech. I mean, Shulchan Aruch here couldn't be more clear in Siv Zayin, where he says that, you know, that you start immediately saying the bracha, saying Birkat HaMazon. That after everyone answers Baruch She'achanu Mishelo, you immediately start the Birkat HaMazon. Quoting from Siman Resh, "De'achar she'anu Baruch She'achanu Mishelo, tekev chozrim lomar kol adalet brachot im ha'mevarech." V'chen katav asdei chemed, de'minagenu kol echad me'amesubim mevarech la'atzmo, asdei chemed openly writes, our minhag is that everyone says the Birkat HaMazon to himself. And when do we start? Immediately after the Mezamen says Baruch She'achanu Mishelo. Ve'lo ra'iti medakdekim le'amtin ad she'yesayem ha'mezamen lomar azan et hakol. The Stei Chemed actually says, I didn't see anyone who is meticulous to wait till the Mezamen finishes azan et hakol. In fact, he says, "Venimtzeti gam ken beze pe'amim im rabbanim Ashkenazim." Says the Stei Chemed, "I was present many times with rabbanim who were Ashkenazim beze mesiba, ve'ra'iti shegam hem itchilu levarech le'atzmam tekef achar shegamar ha'mezamen baruch she'achanu." Despite the fact that from the Rama is mashma that you wait, right? That you wait until the Mezamen says the first bracha, but I didn't see the Ashkenazic rabbis do that. Ve'lo dikdeku lomar imo mila b'mila ad azan et hakol. Ve'nir'e li atam de'gam rabbanei Ashkenazim nagu baze kedat Maran. Now, the Kaf HaChaim says he wants to offer a reason why rabbanei Ashkenaz are noheg in this like dat Maran. And again, what are we talking about? That immediately after the Mezamen says Baruch She'achanu Mishelo, everyone begins on his own to say Birkat HaMazon. And they don't wait till the Mezamen says the first bracha. Mishum de medivrei ari umikavanot habracha shekatavnu le'el besiman kufnun zayin, mashma, de kol adale brachot hem kesher echad, ve'lo yesh shum kavana o ifresh ben Birkat HaZan ishar brachot im azimun. He says, because based on the words of the Ari and the Kavanot of the Brachot, he says, all the four Brachot are connected together and there's no special Kavana or difference between Birkat HaZan to the others to make it tied more to the Zimun than the other Brachot. Ukvar katavnu le'el v'siman kafe de davar shenechlaku po aposkim da'at ha'mekubalim yachriya. So the Kaf HaChaim says that the reason why you don't see that even among the Ashkenazim is because al pi Kabbalah it's more correct to do so, that right after the Zimun is finished, and that's it. So comes out that we're saying here that the Halacha is like Rav Nachman, even al pi Kabbalah as well, that the Zimun is one thing, and then the Birkat HaZan, which is the first bracha of the four blessings, are all of those four are an entity unto themselves. It's not connected to the Zimun. Okay. Now, remember the Rama in Seif Zayin said that you should try to finish the bracha on your own earlier than the Mevarech so that you can answer Amen. Remember? So the Kaf HaChaim, if you look in the next one, Lamed Tet, which he calls Tal. You know why he switches Lamed Tet into Tal? Because Lat in Aramaic means curse, so he turns it into Tal. Ve'yakdim lesayem, avarim siyem beshaveim ha'mevarech, havei keone amen achar birkat atzmo. Like I mentioned to you, that if you finish the bracha at the same time with the mevarech, then you don't answer amen, because it will look like you're answering amen on your own bracha. And then in mem, he brings down, kedeshiyane amen kedil'el, ken katav shamuram, that's rama leshitato in ilchot kriyat shema, leinyan birchot kriyat shema, miudat maran sham. I remember I pointed this out to you, that according to Maran, v'kama poskim de'en la'anot, that you don't answer amen in middle of the brachot of Kriyat Shema, nor in the middle of Birkat Hamazon. Ulefizehu adin bekan. So therefore here too, although Maran did not say anything explicitly here, but here also we should say that Da'at Maran u de'imeh, Da'at Maran and those with him, de'en la'anot, that we do not answer in the middle. In fact, he refers you, ayen nekaman ot memhe, if you want to take a quick glance at Ot Memhe, because it's connected to this inyan. So look in Ot Memhe of the Kaf HaChaim, Shedina Ketfila, because in Seif Chet, Maran HaShulchan Aruch said that the halachot of interrupting in the middle of Birkat HaMazon is the same status as interrupting in the middle of Tfila, of Amida. So if you look in Memhe, he says, "Mina she'en la'anot afilu kaddish u'kedusha." From here, we see that even if you hear kaddish or kedusha in the middle of Birkat Hamazon, you should not answer. Aruch Hashulchan and Chesed la'alafim. So the next one is Chesed la'alafim. V'chen katav Rav Chaim Palaji b'sefer Nishmat Kol Chai.
Correct.
Okay. Siman Bet. This is fun. I like this. Ubesifo Kaf HaChaim, lesser known, the Rav Chaim Palaji also wrote a sefer called Kaf HaChaim, but it's a one-volume sefer, and that's what he wrote there too. V'chen katav Rav Ben Ishchai, Parashat Chukat, Od Gimel, De'arba brachot shel Birkat Hamazon, dinam kitfilat yudchet, ve'en la'anot v'hem afilu kadish u'kdusha u'barichu. So all these great poskim achronim of the Sfaradim, you have here the Chesed la'alafim, Chaim Palaji, the Ben Ish Chai, and the Kaf HaChaim, they all say that if you hear Kaddish or Kedusha in them, and the Aruch HaShulchan, he was Ashkenazi, of course, if we hear Kaddish or Kedusha, we don't answer in the middle of Birkat HaMazon, or Barichu. Vim shama modim, and if you heard modim, let's say you're benching in some place and in the other room there's a minyan going on and you hear modim, yarkin rosho levad letzad shakal mishtachavim, you should lower your head towards the direction that everyone is prostrating, ubeshomo kadish ukdusha yishtok vishma kedin tefilat yudchet, and when you hear kadish ukdusha, you just be silent for a few minutes and listen a few seconds, and that's it, just like as we do in the middle of the Amida. So that's Mem He. If you don't mind, going back to Mem Aleph and Mem Bet, our final two Siv Katans here on our Halakha. The Rama wrote, Behaga, that an interesting thing, that En Notnim Kos Shel Bracha Ela Letov Ain, that the Kos Shel Bracha is given, who do we honor to say the Zimun with the Kos Shel Bracha? Someone who is a tov ein, a person with a good eye. What does that mean? So the Kaf HaChaim brings Rashi's words in Sota. Pirush lesone betza vegomel chesed bemamono. Someone who hates cheating with money. He's honest with his money and he performs chesed with his money. That's a tov ein. And the reason for that, the Gemara says, sheneemar tov ein hu yevorach. In Mishle, there is a pasuk, Tov Ayin Hu Yevorach. One with a good eye will be blessed. And if you look, it's written without a vav. So you could actually read it as Yevarech. Not only is he blessed, but will be blessed. So, and it makes sense. The Kri and the Ktiv here makes sense because you want that someone who is blessed should bless you. Right? So they go hand in hand. So Tov Ayin, of course, the pshat is Hu Yevorach, will be blessed, but because he will be blessed, therefore he is the one to honor with the Kos Shel Bracha, so that the Bracha should come through him, and it should come with a good eye. Yes, Yosef?
Is Ayin Also, is it referring to these qualities or not
necessarily? So it is in a, to a certain degree it is referring to those qualities. Ayin tova there in Pirkei Avot means generous of eye. So yeah, it is connected to, I mean, obviously someone who is honest with his money and doing chesed with his mamon, that is the meaning of generous, yeah? And the membet, the final sif katan here on this halakha from the Kaf HaChaim. Finally, the Kaf HaChaim says, Ela letov ayin, gam enotnim kos shel bracha, ela lemi sheyesh lo kol naim. Chacham, upaitan. Look at that. You give the kos shel bracha to someone who has a pleasant voice, who is a chacham, and he's a chazan, paitan. Af al pi she'eno kohen, even though he's not a kohen, ubifnei kohen, and even though there is a kohen sitting there. She'are la'atid lavo, David ha'melech, alav ha'shalom, hu ha'mevarech. He says, you know how we know that? Because look, we have a model. That's David ha'melech. The Gemara says that la'atid lavo, who is going to be the one who will lead the service of the Birkat HaMazon with the Kosher Bracha, it's David HaMelech. Lifnei kama gedolim, and he will be in the presence of many great people, ve'aron kohen gadol, and one of them will be Aaron. Right? So, even in the presence of a Kohen, you don't necessarily have to honor the Kohen with the Kosher Bracha, you give it to someone who has a good voice, like David HaMelech. Kemo she'amru bipsachim kuf yutet amud bet, ve'hu mipene shekolo arev. Wow. So in other words, the Gemara in Psachim, Kuf Yutet, tells us that David HaMelech is going to be the one. And the reason is because he had the best voice. Kemo she'amru b'midrash Kohelet, as is brought in the Midrash of Kohelet, v'uva b'sefer pishnaim erich kol, and otkav yuyanshan, and that's brought in Yafel Alev of Rabbi Yitzchak Palaji, v'ayin magen Avram siman kuf tzadigim el sof sif kuf dalet, she'katav d'lechatchila itnu levarech lemi shekolo chazak. The Magen Avraham says you should give it to someone who has a loud voice, sheishmeu kol ha-mesubim, so that everyone can hear. This is nogeh, especially in a place where you have many who are doing Birkat HaMazon together. De berov am hadrat melech, because with the many, there is more glory to the king.